We welcome into the studio today, back into Compass FM, Manice Ball from the Waimakere District Council. She's the Solid Waste Officer. Now, duck shooting season starts this weekend, so while it's a really exciting time for hunters to bag some birds, it's also when the Waimakere District Council sees an increase in dead ducks, and duck remains ending up in recycling. Here to tell us more and to remind us of what we can and cannot put in our yellow recycling bins is Solid Waste Officer Manice Ball. Morena, how are you, Manice?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Thank you for coming in today. Bit of an interesting topic that we're looking at today, but very real for everyone in the recycling team, right?
Very real. Thankfully, it hasn't been a huge issue for us in our district, but every now and again, especially this time of year with duck shooting season, we have found the odd remains of ducks in a recycling bin, and a lot of people will gasp and go, really? But it's like, yes. Sorry.
So, Manice, what are the implications of said dead ducks and other animals, for that matter as well, ending up in our recycling?
It means that entire truckload is going to go to landfill. It is just going to contaminate everything in the truck. And it's not very nice for the people in the sorting plant to come across things like that either.
No, that is particularly awful. So maybe what are some things, if they are heading out for duck shooting, what would be the way to dispose of said bag, said ducks?
Preferably burial. We don't really want animals in the red bins. Small animals, if there is no other option, double bag them and pop them into the rubbish. But we would prefer, especially like with your small animals that sadly pass away, contact your vet or see if you can actually bury them. There's a lot of cremation services available.
Yeah.
But if they have to, double bagged into the rubbish bin.
Yeah.
But definitely nothing like that in the recycle bin.
Yeah, no, you want to give the animals a nice send-off, shall we say, rather than...
Yeah.
So, Manice, what other bin sins are people committing when it comes to their recycling?
We are undertaking audits again at the moment in some areas of our district, and what we are finding time and time again is that we still have lids predominantly on all the wine bottles and different bottles. And we have tried to get that messaging out there quite a lot, but when we say no lids, we actually mean no lids. It may have a number on it, but every lid needs to go into the rubbish, because a processing plant cannot actually do anything with those lids. The small ones will jam the machinery, and the bigger lids, because they're flat, they might get taken off and baled with the paper. So it's a mixture of, not all lids are the same, and it's a mixture of how the recycling plant can actually process.
So when you say lids, does that include tin can lids?
Tin can lids, if they are loose, you can separate those and take them down to Southbrook Transfer Station or Oxford and put them into the scrap steel if you want to. Get with your neighbours, get with your family, sort of put them all in a bucket, and then, you know, once a month or once every couple of months, someone takes them down to the scrap steel. But if they can't be loose in the recycling bin.
Okay, so yeah, and when you are removing those, please be extra careful, because they are super sharp.
Some of them are, because some people still use the old type of lid removers, and they are really sharp.
We do that as well too. So soft plastics, what's happening with soft plastics? Are we able to recycle them somewhere else?
You can recycle. If you do a search, there is a lot of different soft plastic recycling schemes. Future Post, they turn them into plastic vent posts. I know that the warehouse and a few local supermarkets do actually have a recycle scheme, but even in the organics bins, if it says compostable or you know, biodegradable, we can't accept any plastic bags whatsoever in organics or recycling bins.
I guess that's the frustrating part that gets filtered down from the businesses that make these particular items. I know we've talked about this before, and they put that what looks like a recyclable thing, but actually in fact it isn't, and that makes it really tricky, because people just want to do the right thing, right? And they think they're doing the right thing, but lo and behold, unfortunately, it's not. So some other things that I guess we can't put into the recycling is polystyrene, Tetra Paks. I have to remind the kids that we can't put, you know, the milk and the juice cartons in our recycling. Coffee cups, better still, get a reusable coffee cup. Yeah, and head along, because some places even give you a discount on your coffee, a small discount, if you take a reusable cup with you.
Yes, they do. And there is, I think, one place in Rangura, is it Percival Street Bakery? They actually have, if you don't have your own keep cup, you can actually hire one from them.
Oh, fantastic.
And you can keep it, and I think you just pay a deposit and they'll give it back to you if you take it back.
Love it.
Which is great if you've you know, missed your keep cup.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, and I like the coffee cups. Also, your drink cups from your takeaway, like your KFC, your McDonald's, those types of cups.
Yep.
We're finding those in the recycling as well with straws. And they, unfortunately, even though some of them may have a recycle symbol on them, just go with what the brochure or your bin lid sticker says can go in the bin.
Yep. So, Manice, I'm talking to Manice from the Waimate District Council. What happens if we've had a bin for quite some time and the sticker has fallen off or it's not looking the best on the inside of our bin? Is there somewhere we can go to see what we can and can't put in our bins?
Yes, contact us or just pop into any of our council service centres and you'll be able to get a new bin lid sticker. We've been giving them out outside supermarkets at the moment because with the changes in recycling, we've updated the information in our brochure and the bin lid stickers.
Perfect. So as you mentioned, there has been some changes since February. The government has standardised what materials can and can't be collected from households and their recycling across the country. So the good part, I guess, Manice, is same for everyone now, right, isn't it?
It is the same. And we were lucky. The only change we had with recycling was that you can no longer put aerosol cans into the recycling bin, and you're allowed to put a plastic container now up to 4 litres, where before it was only 3.
Got you.
So those bigger drink carton, those drink plastic bottles can now go into recycling. For us, that was the only change for recycling. And for the organics, it's just the no paper, no cardboard in an organics bin now.
What about pizza boxes, Manice?
Pizza boxes, if they're clean and just a little bit of grease, they can go into your recycling bin.
Yep.
And if not, you can actually rip the top off because the top is normally always clean. That can go into the recycling bin.
Yep.
And if it has food scrap or a lot of grease or melted cheese on it, it unfortunately now needs to go into the rubbish.
It's kind of hard though too, because you don't want to waste food, right? So you're trying to get everything off your pizza box, but cardboard and cheese doesn't taste very nice, does it?
You would be surprised that we have come across recycling bins with half a pizza still inside.
Oh no. So, don't waste food, people. Don't waste food. Hey, very quickly, unfortunately we're just about running out of time, Manice. Heading into the cooler months, is there anything we need to keep in mind, please?
Yes, if you are going to empty out your fireplace, just make sure that you do set those aside for a couple of days to make sure they're completely cool before putting them into your rubbish bin.
Right, so that's the red bin?
Yes,
yep, the most red people.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Some people do put ash into the organics bin, but we need it to go into the red bin.
I sometimes just chuck it on my garden.
It's actually really, really good for the garden.
It gets rid of the weeds.
Just like to say.
Now, of course, we've got some windy days because it's winter. What are some other things that we need to keep an eye out for?
If it's going to be extremely windy during the night, if you've got the opportunity to, don't put your bin out until 7 a.m. in the morning. So, you know, and we've also got from any council service centre, you can get bin clips.
And that's
they are designed for those high wind areas. So if the bin falls over, at least all the content isn't going to come out. But when the bin's tipped, the weight of the content is enough to release the clip, so it'll still empty.
Oh, perfect. I'd imagine bring it in as soon as you can, if you can, you know, if you're not at work, and so they're not being blown halfway down the street and you have to go and collect your bin from someone else. Nice way to get to know your neighbours. It also does make it really tricky if people are off out for walks. You know, you've got bins in the middle of the walkway. And what are some other suggestions when we go to put our bin? How far should we put our green bin from our yellow bin?
Half a metre, because the grab arm goes out and then clamps in.
Yep.
So we really need to have at least 0.5 metre, half a metre if we can, between the bins, and see if you can place the smaller bins before the larger bin. So if the driver's coming towards it,
yes, they can
the
see
little
it.
Bin isn't going to be hidden.
Make
sure they're not hard up against trees and letterboxes and things like that, and cars.
I can just imagine. I mean, the people who collect the recycling and the rubbish are just incredible people. Very, very talented drivers, aren't they?
They are.
But they can't work miracles.
No, and it's really hard because we know there's a lot of property sometimes up a shared driveway.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might just have to take your bin further down outside a neighbour's property.
Mm.
It will still be collected, but just space them out a wee bit.
That is perfect. Hey, thank you so much for coming in today, Manice Ball from the Waimakere District Council Solid Waste Officer. If you'd like to know more details about what you can and can't recycle, head over to the Waimakere District Council's website, which is waimakere.govt.nz. Manice, it's been a pleasure. Looking forward to maybe catching up with you again another couple of months' time.
Love to. Thank you.
Lovely. Thanks very much.
Compass FM.